For anyway, on the line I have George Jacob Gorta. Hello, George. How are you?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I was just thinking there, I mean, communion, confirmation, they're like mini weddings now, and you've an idea for people to save money and also help others as well.
That's right, yes, yeah. No, as you say, it's not quite as expensive as a wedding, thankfully,
For some people it seems like that.
Yeah.
Depends on what you have.
No. Okay, well, 500 quid it seems to be the average spend that people spend to buy the guna for the daughter to do her first Holy Communion. And in this day and age, when people are pinned to their collar, basically what we have done at Goethe's Self of Africa, we have 12 retail shops around the country, and we issued an appeal to people whose sons and daughters might have done their first Holy Communion last year to maybe rummage in that wardrobe. And if the dress or the suit, the kids will have grown out of them by now anyway, chances are. But if they have no future use for them, why not drop them into a charity shop? Now, we would ask them to drop them into our charity shop, but I know that any of the charity shops would gratefully receive them. And the sale, the proceeds made from the sale of the items of clothing will go to invest in our development projects, Goethe's Self of Africa's work in sub-Saharan Africa with rural poor communities.
Okay. And just give you an idea of some of the work Gord is doing in Africa as well, just to give people an idea of where the money will be going to and how useful it will be for them to help out, yeah.
Absolutely, happy to. Well, Goethe Self of Africa, it's a bit of a mouthful, but two organisations, two of Ireland's oldest development charities merged about a year and a half ago. Goethe, which was set up in 1965, and Self Help, which was set up in 1984. They merged to create Goethe's Self of Africa, and they merged because both organizations were very similar and doing very similar work. And that work is in supporting rural poor communities in Africa, in 10 different countries in Africa, to grow more food on their small farms and earn more from the food that they do grow when they do have a surplus to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason we work in the area of agriculture is because 70% of the people in the countries where we work rely on small farms for their survival, and they don't have the safety nets that we have back here of if you lose your job you can sign on and you can kind of be supported in that way. People literally rely on the small plot of land that they were born on or that they inherited from their father or whatever. They rely on that for pretty much everything, to put clothes on their back, to put food on the table, to send the kids to school. And what we do is all of much of our work is focused on helping people to diversify the type of crops they grow. A lot of people traditionally would grow just a single crop, but if you can introduce seeds, you can get them to grow different things, provide training, you can get people organized into cooperatives, so it's not just one guy buying or producing on his own and then trying to sell that small half a box of tomatoes. If you get 500 people in a community producing tomatoes, suddenly you can start talking about organizing transport or even sun drying or that type of production. But at the heart of it, Noel, is that helping people to grow more on small farms and helping people to earn more from what they grow.
And everything is relative in extent, and we're not talking about huge amounts of money here, so every little helps in cases like that.
Every little helps, and our charity shops, we have one on Capel Street in Dublin and we have one in Liffey Street in Dublin. They contribute a value, they make a valuable contribution by the profits that are generated in those shops, and the profits are good. All of that money is then invested in development projects in Africa.
Mm-hmm. People should go in and look around. I've been in the one in Liffey Street. It's terrific, and the diversity of the stuff that's there is, and for nothing really, and all the money goes to this. Just to mention that if people are sitting at home anyway, and are reflecting, and they've had someone who've had a confirmation and communion, and they've gone through the expenses of saying, they're reflecting and saying, well, maybe I can insurance help someone here not to have the same expenses I had? You have you have a vehicle and you can arrange if people haven't got the means to get in.
We can in anywhere in the Greater Dublin area. If people wanted to give us a call, drop us an email at info@selfhelpafrica.org or info@goethe.org. Both of those email addresses will work, or go to the website, which is either selfhelpafrica.org or goethe.org, or they could ring us up on 677-8880. That's a Dublin number, so it's 01677-8880. We could arrange a pickup. We do, as you say, we have a vehicle in Dublin to make it handier for people. But indeed, if they're in town. I was speaking to a lady yesterday who called into the office from the west of Ireland, and she was going down to the school gate the following day, and she was going to have a word with a couple of the other mothers in her daughter's class who all did their first Holy Communion last year to see if she could muster six or seven. But she seemed to be fairly confident that she would. So maybe somebody would think of that too.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea to talk to other people, because some people just never think of it. They're just thrown in the back of the wardrobe.
And it's spring cleaning season, so it's a win-win-win. You can do a bit of spring cleaning, you can do something for Africa, and you can help out a neighbour or somebody in the class group coming up.
Okay.
That are a little bit younger than your own kids.
Okay, well, just before you go, give us them websites again, and I'll give out the phone number later on as well.
Thanks a million, Noel. It's selfhelpafrica.org or goethe.org, and the phone number is 01677-8880.
Okay, and congratulations yourself now and the organisation, Gorda, for all the great work that you do, and I'm sure that you're going to get a great response to all of this. Thank you very much, George.
Grateful, Noel. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. And that is George Jacob, Gorda Self Help Africa.